Right, so we're on the rush. The rush is the answer to the Benyuda Chassid's kasha. Okay? So the rush says, Benyuda Chassid and Rashi says, what's the Chiddush in Rashi? I think you can't be Nazamin and Chazal Nazamin. That's a Dalit Pasha. So he says, no, it means in a case where they were Mizamein, and then one from each group, one Mitzaref, and they want to bench at the end of that Tziruf, at the end of that getting together with the new Tziruf. So what they want to do is, they want to undo the previous Zimun and make a new Zimun, because make it one long meal. So it comes out that they have no Zimun, because the fact that they want to undo the Zimun is part of Zimunai. And now, and the fact that they answered makes it into a Zimun on Haskalah Suda. So the Zimun, they made a Zimun on Haskalah Suda, now they want to change their mind, they want to make it into one big Suda. So they lost the Zimun. That's the Chiddush. You can't change it and make it into a one big suda. That's the chiddush of according to Rashi. Well, I don't know if it's exactly Rashi, but it answers the Benyuda Chassid's kasha. Okay, because you can't. In other words, you can't undo it. Once there was zimun already, so they validated the aschala suda. Now they want to break it and be mevatel it and make a new suda. They can't do that. So it's part of Zimina, they have no Zimina at all. Okay? That's the job. But the answer, if he didn't answer, so then he didn't make it into a Zimina on a Schol Suda. So then he could change it into one long Suda. And he can have a Zimina on everything.
Perish Rashi's album shows for Gurus Shalosh Bnei Adam Kedem Afarish Rav Chizda Rav Bi Shalo Achlu Eilu Ashlosha Bon Ze Im Ze Mitzdarfin Mubarachim Berchus Azimun Vama Rabba Lo Amar Nehal De Lo Azman Lai B'duch Tayo Kodim Shinifrad Kol Echa Be'echa Me'ilu Minacha Bura Shalom Avo Imke Sheh Ratza Lotzeis Zimnu Olav Ola Achar Shiyatza Karulei Vizimnu Olav Berchus Azimun Bolo Beirach Berchus Amazon Ubo Achsha Blachsor Olavarech Imu Barachin El Berchus Amazon De Parach Azimun Minayu Vesulo Hadar Layu Zehu Tarif Perish Harazo Vani Tama Vechima Barahu Amdenu Demi Shazimun im Chavaira, Yatsi de Chavazimun, Vena Mazamin, Vachoser Mazamin. Bo, my parach Zimun Minayo, Inkan Zimun Poreach, Ella Shazimun also Kahogan. The Och, Inlazet Indian Permissioner, Demita Shenignova, Chule. It's all the same, all the old questions.
So, what's his question? Well, because Rashi said what they can't be Chazar Mazamin.
Right.
So he says that's a double pasha.
Right. And then also, what do you mean? He's Yotze. He did it.
And also Yotze. But the first kasha was. So we answered Rashi by saying it wasn't Yotze.
Right.
Right. But by saying, but the chiddush was that
is Afka. Since he was Koveya
with his group,
so now that it's Mufka from him, the Kiyam is Mufka,
right,
from
the
him.
Right, Mufka, right. Yeah, but he doesn't know it because he learns it Yotze.
Right.
Yeah. Vod.
My parach zimun minayo. In kan zimun parach el she zimun also kehogan.
Yep.
Vod she ain lozeh inyan b'mishna demita shenignava. It's not like it's not analogous to the mita.
Because. By the mita, it's hafkaas tuma.
Right.
And over here it was good.
Right.
Okay. Rav zal mefarish lo.
Rav zal mefarish lo b'shloshu shabo mishalosh chabura shal chiyuv ve'achlu shloshim ke'achas ela shlo hasebu v'lo kavu lahem makum b'kain.
So what did they do?
So three guys came from three different groups of Chiyuv, and they ate together, but they weren't Masiv, and they weren't Koveya, a Makkel, right, to eat, I guess. V'alpichein, Kevon Shebo Mimakom Chiyuv, Inon Rishon Lechalik.
Imlo.
Imlo.
Oh, once again. Yeah.
So that means that they didn't, that's before they. The original group
so let's finish the what that they came from three groups and they were Chayev and Zimun,
but
they weren't Mesiv in the second instance,
right? They just ate
together.
Yeah,
and they weren't Koveya a place.
They just ate together and they weren't Koveya a place. They didn't say Nelech
B'duch
Plan.
Nor were they Mesiv.
So what's the Chiddush on the surface, according to the Ravid?
That they don't need. They don't need.
They don't need a mitzaref of Hesef, of a seva, or of nasal and echol b'duchman. Why? Because they already have a chovah zimun, and the chovah zimun is mitzaref.
Right.
There's no physical activities necessary.
Not necessary.
He does say they ate though.
They have to eat together though.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. They have to eat together because otherwise there's nothing to be mezamen on.
What about the fact that they ate before?
Ate before. They have to do something together.
It doesn't mean achlu shlosh nekachas el shlo hisayim lo kavulah hamako. When they just sat, they just... This happened, it was like happenstance.
Yeah, but in other words, but what was your what was the last question you said to me?
Why don't you say is that you can zoom in on the fact that they already ate before?
Because it heals, you have to be there has to be a tzira for l'achila. But he holds that the fact that, that otherwise there's no zimun. So the zimun is on the achila. The zimun has to be on the achila now, together with the achila from before.
Right.
The zimun goes back on everything, but he holds that you don't have to be made again. Why?
Because
they have a chovah zimun,
right.
And that's clearly what he's trying to say. What kind of sense that makes, I don't know. But that's what he's trying to say. Now, why that? Since they have a chovah zimun from before, so there's no reason for a seva.
Then what does he mean? He says, "Lo achlu ka'achas, ein aleihem chiyuv zimun klal."
What?
Then he says, "Lo achlu ka'achas, ein aleihem chiyuv zimun klal."
Right, because there's nothing mezamen on.
But they have their original chiyuv zimun, just like together they don't have a chiyuv.
But you're right. That's right. They have the original chiyuv zimun, but together they have nothing. So how does it work? I want them in. Yeah, you save them. From before, it's good. Tziruf lezamen. It's just a tziruf kedei lezamen. It's not really a tziruf that's machayev in Berachos HaMazon. The tziruf that's machayev Berachos HaMazon is the social tziruf. The tziruf das. But over here, they're just doing it for one purpose. In order that they should be able to be mezamen together on what they ate before. So you need a tziruf, otherwise you can't do it. You can't say in Nevarach Shechal Mishloah, there's no tziruf. But you don't need a machayev, you just need a, it's a tziruf kedei lezame.
It's a tziruf convenience.
A tziruf in order to be able to be mezame.
But not a social tziruf.
Right. But not a social tziruf that's machayev. It's a tziruf shel zimun. So there you don't need Mesif. There you don't need Mesif. That's what he's saying. There you don't need Mesif. You need Mesif when it's a Tziruf that's Mechayef. But if it's Tziruf that's just as is that simply allows you to be Mezamein, that you don't need a Seva. Just a chilah. Ma'isa birkas hazimun al yidei shlosha pasul.
Okay, sorry.
Right?
Is it a lower form?
It's a different kind of tziruf. In other words, you'd be mitzaref three guys in order to enable them to do a ma'isa zima. You can't do a ma'isa zima if there's no bar shalom shlo.
I understand, but is it a lower form than the social?
Yes, certainly. It's not mechayev zima. The technical ma'isa zima. Correct? The tziruf is mi'afsha, the technical ma'isa zima. Makes it possible.
Right.
Makes it possible. Otherwise, you can't do it mechanically. You can't
right.
do it.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
By the way, the last one is
to go and just to interpret that he's saying that the chi of Zeman is on what they ate.
Wow.
Together.
But then, who cares?
If they came from Mamakum Zeman?
Yeah.
Because maybe me, maybe he holds like this, that if they came from a chi of Zimun, so then they don't need the tziruf. In other words, they don't need the tziruf of what? Of a seva. Why? Because you know they want to eat together because they want to make kind of mitzvah zimun. What? Because they have a chi of Zimun already. Maybe that's where I learned it first. Not that they're being not that they're benching on the previous, but really they're benching on this and the previous. Because they have a chava zimun, but because they have a chava zimun, so and they nichalu bezimun, so they want to be mitzaref. They want to be mitzaref. Otherwise, you don't need the haseva. The chava zimun is motivation for tziruf. What is it about that? No?
Right. They still have the original of the
chava zimun. That's right. I remember that's what I learned at first. Okay, so let's leave. Okay, go ahead.
Who's also made the Yerushalmi? She'amar bo'o al daite dreb zir v'chaborte.
Right.
V'hein she'achlu shalashtan ka'achas. Gamma Rabba Lomer El Dlaz Malab de Chet, Homer Kishiyata, Echamichabur Shalo, Dain Hoyochabir of Rotsum Lathel, Velos in New Claw. Aval Im Kishemba Lotse's Kavar Gamru Chavero, Sudasum, Vizinu Lab, Kodum Shiyata, Afal Pisha, Hulo Hoya Rotsal Hafsik, Shahayadaita Lachsa, Ligmar Sudaso, Parach Zimun Mine, Behem Yatu Bizimuno. She'im lo yetsu bizimun o amai parach zimun mine.
She'im lo yetsu bizimun. Right. After she'im lo yetsu lahafsek, she'im lo yetsu lahafsek, parach zimun mine, ve'im yetsu bizimun o. And was he yetsu?
He was not. Because he's going to come back to eat.
So therefore he doesn't want to be zamin.
Right. Right, so he says, "Af pi shehu lo rotsa lo hafsek she yedait lo hafsek v'lid marsuda." So, parach zimun mine.
V'hem yatzu bizimuno. She'im lo yatzu bizimuno, amai parach zimun mine.
Right, so they were yotze.
They were yotze. So, why? Because if they weren't yotze,
then he should still be able to make a
zimun.
Right.
But they are yotze. So what kind of svar is that? It's like half a zimun.
Right.
It's like that where the guy finishes benching, the guy benches first. Right there, so he can answer to the other two. And we say that ein zimun mafreya. But the other two are yotze.
Right.
So you have a phenomenon like that.
Right. Right, because it's a zimun involved, and it's not all yotze.
Right. What kind of idea is that? I say Gavla Shemiti, and you answer, but you don't want to be mafsik. So you're not yetzer. So you're not. Where's the kim of Shnayim Onim? The Shnayim Mezamnen or Shlishi Balkocha. Balkocha Kidul Il. Memeim Abayis. That's Echad Masul Shnayim. So the Mezamnen Ol of Balkocha. What does that mean? And he answers them. Correct?
Yeah.
Balkocha. He answers.
But he's not
Yotze
because he doesn't want to be, right?
Right, because he wants to keep on going. It's an interesting halacha. I'm asking you to be Megad Lashem with me. And you're doing that for me, so I was Yotze Zimun. But you were doing it for my Zimun. But you can't be doing it. In other words, you're doing it for my Zimun. So there is God Lo Shemiti because you're answering. You have to answer. But the only thing is, you can't have a Kiyum Birchas HaMazon, right? You can't have a Kiyum Birchas HaMazon because you don't want to bench now. So your Kiyum Zimun is Mufka because you don't want a Kiyum Birchas HaMazon. But you can answer. You can answer the Nevarech, Baruch Shechal Mishalo, in order that I should have a Gadlo El Shemiti. A Kim of Gadlo El Shemiti. That's what he's saying. In other words, I'm asking you Gadlo El Shemiti, correct? So that's a Kim of, and you're answering, so you are doing it, and you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to be Mafsik for Echad Mafsik Vishnayim, you're allowed to be Mafsik. And you're giving me the kiyum of Gadol HaShemiti and my Birchas HaMazon. The only reason why you can't be Yotze is because you don't have any Birchas HaMazon. But the Tzura of Gadol HaShemiti is there. You can answer for me, for the two of us.
You can complete an activity that he's not engaged in.
What's that? He doesn't have to share the Birchas HaMazon. He just has to share the Gadol HaShemiti. I'm asking you to be Mechaber Megadol HaShem in order that I should have a Kiyum Zimun on my Birchas HaMazon. I have a Kiyum Zimun. So you'll have to answer and be Mashlam my Gadol HaShemiti. But you can't be Yotze from that. You can do it for me because it's a Kiyum for me. But of course you have no Birchas HaMazon, so it's not a Kiyum or anything. That's what he holds.
You can't do that. Why not? You say, like, I'm the Mezame, and I'm doing the Gadol HaShemiti. I'm asking you, too, to...
Be Mezame for me.
Yeah, for me.
Because you have to have rope.
Right, it doesn't work. That's the halakha of the Gemara, right? It only works with one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but what about the idea is, like...
I think Wade Gemara says you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Wait, the Gemara says you can do it.
Yeah, that's what's name issues then.
What's name issues then?
Because they bring a case. Rav Papa did it.
Do what?
So the whole Rav Papa, Afsik Leila Abba Marmere, Ihu Vechad. Ihu Vechad. So Rav Papa and another guy did it for Abba Marmere.
Yeah, okay.
So Shiny Rav Papa, the name issues then, didn't know
about. Maybe they learned that he stopped at meal.
So that's what he means, that the Shnayim Mezamnen al Shlishi Balkochi. In other words, really technically, well, you could do it the other way too. But the din is that by him they could do Balkochi. And he can't force the other guys.
But
really, Enochlami, you're right. Enochlami, you're right. Doesn't make a difference which way you go.
That's your papa, the Rosh Hashanah, that
he did it. We'll call Ashlosha.
Yes, it does.
Even if the Kaveyach holds that you're Yotze Zimun, if you express the Gadol, even though the other guy doesn't let you realize it. But you went ahead and you expressed the Gadol HaShemiti. So since you can't answer, so you did your Kiyum of Gadol.
With one guy, it says it won't work, though, right?
But what, with one guy?
You can't do that, no?
Because there's no Chovah Zimun.
You mean one guy and two guys don't answer?
Because no chutzpah, he says.
All I have to do is to engender the gadol.
Right, but if that third guy is chayav to answer, maybe he's saying engendering the gadol. But if one guy says it to two, doesn't he say one?
Oh, I see what you mean. You mean then there's no...
Why should they answer you? You can't just afford it. You're just being a big shot trying to push them out, but they're not chayav to listen to you, and you're not engendering the gadol. You're just pretending to, but you're just saying that's correct. But since they're chayav, the third guy's chayav to go along with them, so then you are engendering the gadol.
That's right.
Yes, it means yachalana. So to be able to means you're engendering the gadol. He could have answered. He's right there. He should have been answering.
Right.
It's not like he's mufkav or
anything. Right. So why is that so, really? That you don't need the actual gadol? So it's interesting. I just wanted to say last night, it comes very handy now, that the Rashi says that minahan emile, how do you know that there's a berachah siruf, right? And so they learn it out. So Rashi says openly, how do you know there's a berachah siruf? The Gemara is not asking how do you know berachah samazim, because that Gemara doesn't prove.
Right.
Doesn't say it's on berachah samazim.
Right.
He's just trying to show that there is such a phenomenon of berachah siruf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so why do we say it's on berachah samazim? Right? And what kind of a statement is that? In other words, that the Gadol Hashem Itin Ramash Shema Yachtav. So I wanted to say the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah HaSeh Gimel, I think it is, Avas Hashem. So he says the derech of a person that's always his friend, he tries to get other, I have the Rambam? He tries to, it's not.
This one?
Maybe.
No, I don't think that has
one. That doesn't have it?
I don't think so.
No, huh? Mitzvah Saseh Gimel. He who hatziv uishen is savino al havasa yisala. Uishen is born even a stock of mitzvosov, a tzivuyov, a pulosov, upaolosov, kideishen asigu venis aneg basagasa tachlas aneg. Vezui tachlas havas a mitzvah. Mitzvah. Vezuhi tachlis ha'ava ha'mitzvah. Yeah, and it goes into the Sefri. Ukvarom v'shem mitzvah zu kolol as gam shenikro as kol b'nei adam la'avodosa yisola v'le'amuna bo. L'fi sheka'asher ato oe v'smishahu t'ha'olenu v'sishbechenu v'tikro b'nei adam li'yedidusa. V'zeh'al derech mashal. Cain, kachem ha'achtos Hashem be'emes, b'masha husag loch me'akaras amitaso, v'arei ato b'li tzofik, tikras apsoyim v'asichum li'idiyas o'emes, asher ato yedata. Okay? V'lashon sifri v'ahachtos Hashem, ha'avoso ala brios, ka'avram avicha, sh'nema v'asa nefesh v'asa b'charan. K'lama k'mo sh'avram v'fisho y'oev, k'mo sh'ayet ha'kos of avram o'ovi, וזהו מאוס מסגוס וקורס מנהל מאמונו מתוק ופעבסו כך שתאהבה או שתקרא אלוב שתקרא אלוב תקרא אלוב, right, okay. Yeah, so the thing is, so it's interesting because the Rambam puts Berachas HaMazon and Sefer Ahava, correct? But it's interesting, he has Mila and Sefer Ahava too. But in the Mora Nevuchim, when he talks about Mila, he doesn't put it in Sefer Ava. But over here, I'm sorry, wrong one. This one, yeah. Kosev Rabbeinu B'mor Nevuchim Chelek Gimel Perek Mem Dalet. HaMitzvos Hashem Moninum B'Sefer Ahava Kulam Sibasam Berura V'Taimam Goli Kulam Shatachlis Osan Avodos Zechiras Hashem Tomid V'Ahavoso V'Yaraso V'Kabbalas HaMitzvos Bofen Kloli. I guess it means Krishma. V'Shaniya B'deya Olav Yisala Masha Hechrechi L'chol Dosi Lios B'deya Okay. He doesn't mention Milo. But but before we go to that point. But you see, it's Halacha Vavas Hashem. So you should call the people Vavaso. So therefore, you see the Mechaber holds that way. That as long as you called him, and he could have answered, Yom Mekayim Gavu Hashem Riti. Because Halacha Nava, Vavas Hashem. It's an interesting thing. Interesting thing, right?
Yes.
Interesting thing. But the... the question on Mila, this is something, he doesn't say Mila over there. The Divine Commandments, Chapter 49, XLIX. The precepts of the 14th class are those which we enumerated in the section on women. The laws concerning forbidden sexual intercourse, crossbreeding of cattle, the law concerning circumcision belongs also to this class. It's amazing, huh?
Strange.
Strange.
Now we'll... Interbreeding, what was the first? Is he saying that it curbs the sexual
event? Yeah, so then he gets back. Then he gets back to this one. he has a little bit of forbidden sexual intercourse. As regards circumcision, it's a very big chapter, though. As regards circumcision, I think that one of its objects is to limit sexual intercourse and to weaken the organ of generation as far as possible, and thus cause men to be moderate. Some people believe that circumcision is to remove a defect in man's formation, but everyone can easily reply, how can products of nature be deficient so as to require external completion, especially if the use of the foreskin to that organ is evident? This commandment has not been enjoined as a complement to a deficient physical creation, but as a means for perfecting man's moral shortcomings. The bodily injury caused to that organ is exactly that which is desired. It does not interrupt any vital function, nor does it destroy the power of generation. Circumcision simply counteracts excessive lust, for there is no doubt that circumcision weakens the power of sexual excitement and sometimes lessens the natural enjoyment. The organ necessarily becomes weak, and when it loses blood and is deprived of its covering from the beginning. Yeah, that's the loss of blood doesn't matter. Our sages say distinctly, it is hard for a woman with whom an uncircumcised and sexual intercourse to separate from him. This is, as I believe, the best reason for the commandment concerning circumcision. And who was the first to perform this commandment? Abraham, our father, of whom it is well known how he feared sin. It is described by our sages in reference to the words, behold that I know thou art a fear. To Abraham. Behold, now I know. What's that?
After the Akedah. After the Akedah.
Yeah, but he said, now that I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon? Where's that?
Oh, that's in Chayasar. Not Chayasar.
What's
that
doing here?
That's by Par.
Before Mitzrayim.
Oh, that means that they didn't look it up before. Right, that's right. It wasn't a Vavla. Okay. There is, however, another important object in this commandment. It gives to all members of the same faith, i.e. to all believers in the unity of God, a common bodily sign, so that it is impossible for anyone that is a stranger to say that he belongs to them. For sometimes people say so for the purpose of obtaining some advantage or in order to make some attack upon the Jews. No one, however, should circumcise himself or his son for any other reason but pure faith. For circumcision is not like an incision on the leg or a burning in the arm, but a very difficult operation. It is also a fact that there is much mutual love and assistance among people that are united by the same sign when they consider it as the symbol of a covenant. Circumcision is likewise the symbol of the covenant with which Abraham made in connection with the belief in God's unity. So also everyone that is circumcised enters the covenant of Abraham to believe in the unity of God in accordance with the word of the Lord, to be a God unto thee and thy seed after thee. This purpose of the circumcision is as important as the first and perhaps more important. So it's an interesting thing, right? It's funny, in the first one it says, this is, as I believe, the best reason for the commandment. And here he says, this one's as important as the first and maybe even more important. This one's the best, but this one's more important. Now, I think what it means is like this. In other words, the reason why it puts it over here in the Mora is because it's all based on the fact that it weakens the sexual satisfaction. Okay? And the Avas Hashem that was expressed through Avram Avinu was expressed in the fact that he weakened himself in order that he can engage to a greater degree in Avas Hashem and not in lust. Mm-hmm. Right? Because that's why he says, that's why we know how far he tried to avoid sin, Avram Avinu, right? So the second component is from, it really belongs to Sefer Ahava. Because it's Avas Hashem and Yichud Hashem. That's why in the Yad he put it in Ava. But in the Mora, he's giving you the basis and the practical benefit for the mitzvah. And that basis is the fact that it weakens the Eiver. If it wouldn't weaken the Eiver, that wouldn't be the symbol, and that wouldn't be the expression of Avram Avinu's Ava. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's why where he's explaining it, he has to give you the first...
Where it comes from.
First basis, right.
The mindset, right. Or the actual action, the that's whole basis.
The nature of where it comes from. So that's why it belongs in the Arayas. But in the Yad, he puts it in Ava because of that reason, that became a part of Avas Hashem, an expression of Avram Avinu, and it's an Ava. Okay, it's interesting. So in the Tamei HaMitzvos, he has to give you the underlying mechanics without which the whole thing wouldn't be possible. But getting back to our halacha, right? So the thing is that since it's Ava, so that's why if he calls the guy and the guy can't answer, so then he was Mekayim his Maisa Mitzvah Ava. Kabbalah Shemitah, it's an interesting thing. Comes out of the Mechaber. Really, I don't know where it gets from the Mechaber. It's an interesting thing. Should look into it. But,
You said the same thing by Elokeinu?
The same thing by Elokeinu? Because it's the only Bracha Medaraisa. That's why Bracha Samasa. To include others, God Hashem iti and Ramesh Mayachta, include others. Kishen Hashem Akra, God Lelakenu, I want others to join me. So that's a mice of Avas Hashem. structure.
So there's an audience, and then you.
That's right. Bring that audience in, right? So that's why even if he doesn't answer, as long as it was possible to answer, so yeah, I'll say.